Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Here, a very special guest. I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for quite some months. Dr. White, great to have you here.
Thank you, Carrie. Great to be here.
Hey, listen, when I was thinking about Cedarville, and by the way, thanks for bringing me on.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah,
I'm thrilled to have you here.
Oh man, I'm so happy. So when I started to think about coming to Cedarville, the number one thing I did is kind of look at you and say, okay, how is this guy going to lead? How is he going to guide us? And I really think you are a hardwired entrepreneur.
Okay.
You might not think that, but we're going to talk about that. But before we get into why I think Cedarville is incredibly entrepreneurial, let's talk about a little 3-minute journey. So give us the quick story about, how you got here. I think you're a Texas boy. I just saw your rattlesnake. We'll get into that maybe, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
So born in South Carolina, pastor's kid, grandfather was a pastor, country boy, actually dabbled into starting my first business in high school.
Yes.
Car wash operation with the local police station to pick up the cars and do it while they were at lunch or on break and clean them up and get them back. And then opened my first karate school at age 18, owned and operated 4 karate schools before I went to seminary, but called by God just to preach the gospel. Mm. And so that's the journey. Went from South Carolina to North Carolina, met my wife there, then to Texas, served as director of leadership development and then vice president and then some other things there where I learned how to organize, cast vision, get the right people on the bus, right people in the right seats on the bus, clear vision, and then move forward and create good positive change. And then Cedarville opened up and the Lord called us to come here. We've been here now since 2013. So in year 11, just loving, serving the Lord here in the cornfields of Ohio.
I love it. I love it. Well, and as we began to look at my oldest son starting college this fall, so take 18 months ago, we were looking at different Christian colleges. And I'll tell you what, when we went to Cedarville, I was definitely impressed, but I didn't say anything because it's the whole thing where you don't say anything to your kid. You know, you don't want to push him away or toward. But on his own, he came to the point where he said, Dad, I think I want to go to Cedarville. And my wife is Cedarville alum. And I'm so glad he said yes, because as I got into more study about Cedarville, I believe it's one of the few institutions out there that is cutting edge and yet incredibly traditional when it comes to theology. Mm-hmm. And so that mix has to be hard. Is that a hard mix? Is that a tension every day? I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to find the line between remaining conservative theologically and what's essential and what's not essential and avoiding legalism. Like that's always the struggle is trying to determine doctrine and practices that aren't necessarily essential for other people. So we want to create a culture that is just loves to have fun, a culture that loves one another, that glorifies God well, that has conservative values. But we also don't want it to be an oppressive legalistic type system. That's hard.
It is true. Now, I'm one of these guys who I really get fired up by vision. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if about you, but I just visionary leaders fire me up. And as I've sat in some of the training, as I've the onboarding of new faculty, chapel, I feel that you are inspiring. And I feel that, whether it's Braveheart, we were just looking at the Braveheart sword on the wall. I love it. But there's just something about our world today that we need boldness, courage, clarity, vision. How do you get filled up? Because you're giving it so many times. How do you personally get filled up with all that?
Yeah. So I think for me, the passion for the Lord comes from daily quiet times. Mm. And so no Bible, no breakfast is one of the things I push with all of our students. And I still do it myself. Like I get in the Word every single morning. And when you contemplate what the Lord has given us the opportunity to do and his grace that he's given to us that we don't deserve. And when you look at the opportunities we have to serve others and to live this life that he's given us, that with, especially here at Cedarville in America, with all the opportunities, I don't know how you can't be excited about what the Lord's called us to do. If you're not passionate about what you're doing, then don't do it. Go do something else. And if you have that passion, then I think if you can have a vision that is compelling to yourself and compelling to others, then that gives you clarity of mission and purpose personally. And when you understand what God's created you to do, what He's designed you to do, and then you can be unleashed to go do that and do it with passion, that gives you a confidence that you're serving the Lord, and that brings just clear communication to others. And when you have that clear communication, the confidence, the passion, the vision, all of that comes together, I think that's where you experience success. And so learning how to articulate in great detail with great passion what you're trying to accomplish and what you're here to do is one of the challenging things that I think can make you successful or can really hinder you being able to communicate to people who don't know you.
Yeah.
Who you are. Why are you distinctive? What's your place in the marketplace? Or why do you do what you do? Why do you get up in the morning? And yeah. So I love vision. I love clarity. I love those type things. I like telling stories. I think stories relate. And so that's always what I'm after is how can I tell the story quickly, briefly, with passion that'll communicate clearly to others. This is what we're all about.
Ah, so good. Well, we have people jumping in from all over the place. This is going on Twitter, LinkedIn, or X, YouTube, lots of places. So if you are a Cedarville alum, tell us where you're from. But let's jump into this then. Entrepreneurship. In fact, I think we were in this office when you were interviewing me, the final interview. This is a big process.
It is.
And that was one of the reasons why I said, you know, even if I don't get this role of entrepreneurship chair, I said, I have so much confidence that my son is going to be in front of professors that have been vetted. Why do you put potential professors through such a rigorous process where you are asking them not just about academic credentials, their personal faith? Why do you put them through this process?
Yeah, it's truth in advertising. So what we say to all of the parents and the students when they want to come to Cedarville is that we stand for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Mm. What I tell parents is that in every classroom, you're going to have a biblical worldview. Mm. Well, you can't have a biblical worldview in every classroom if you don't have faculty members that have a biblical worldview.
Wow.
So that's why we have a doctrinal discussion at least four times, if not more. But that's why I do the doctrinal discussion with every full-time faculty member that we hire at Cedarville that we put in the classroom so that I can look at parents in the face and say, we have put the right people in front of your son or your daughter so that they'll get the education they need and they'll do so with a biblical worldview set out. If we do our job right, we're going to take their God-given gifts and their God-given passions, train them with excellence, and set them out to use those for the rest of their life for God's glory. And that's what every parent really wants, is to see their son or daughter flourish and to serve God well, because that's what's going to bring them great joy. And that's what ultimately is going to matter. It's not about the few years we have here on earth. It's what are we doing for God's glory and His great story? How do I have my story be part of His story? Because that's the only story that's going to last for all eternity. And so can't do that if I don't look them eye to eye and sit in this room and ask questions about, what do you believe about the Bible? Tell me your testimony. Do you read your Bible yourself? Do you go to church? And all the controversial issues of theology today, so that I have confidence when I stand before the Lord, I've done the best job of stewardship I could possibly do at this seat to serve Him well.
Wow. Now you know what I'm talking about, folks, when I say that you get fired up. There's this stereotype out there that is among parents that they are actually scared to let their kids go off to college because they don't know who they'll come back as. I mean, I've felt this, I've heard this from different parents where it's like, everything was great and then we drop them off. And you're starting to see this in pop culture too. We're not gonna name the institutions, but right now there's things going on where there's massively, I wouldn't just call it anti-biblical, but I'd call it anti-American, I'd call it anti-human. Mm-hmm. Views that are out there in higher academics. So you have really put your the practice behind this. You're walking the talk. Mm-hmm. Let's get into this other thing here about entrepreneurship, which is, can you be an entrepreneur and go to college?
Oh, absolutely. the harder question is, can you be an entrepreneur and work at a college?
There you go. There you go.
The academic area is so set in its ways. Mm. It makes it more difficult to be entrepreneurial at a university. But to be a student and go through, you're going to learn to love God more at Cedarville, especially. You're going to learn skills. You're going to learn how to develop the gifts that God's given you. And I think being an entrepreneur, really, in my way of looking at it, is you see a need and then you see how to meet the need. And then you're actually serving others and you're serving God. So two of our core values is love for God and love for others.
Wow.
So God's already created all this stuff out there. We're just understanding and learning how to put it all together in a way that serves others better. And then that gives us a platform for loving them well. And once we've loved them well, they're going to listen to what we have to say to them. And that's how we get to tell them God's great story of love for them. And so I think every student should have an entrepreneurial mindset to them as to how to serve their fellow man and how to serve the Lord well with the gifts God's given them.
That's so good. Well, and these are the things I was looking for when I thought about coming here was, how receptive is Cedarville for thinking outside the box? I mean, look, we're on a podcast that's co-sponsored by Cedarville and Igniting Souls. And I mean, that's even entrepreneurial. Dr. Supley, Janice, she's amazing. Dr. Heyman, like the faculty has been very friendly toward thinking outside the box. Even the pitch, you guys have been doing the pitch for years, but over the Christmas break, some of the students started pinging me and saying, hey, I just got offered an award through the Better Business Bureau. And they're doing amazing things. They're creating products that are competing. We have one guy named Cooper Peterson who's competing with cross-country gloves versus Nike and Adidas. I mean, this is big stuff. So you, I think, have fostered a entrepreneurial spirit. We have 10 traits that we kind of talk about in the E-Mind. And I said, hey, maybe just pick one or two that resonate with you. And is there any of those 10 that resonate?
When I think about marketing, it's when I think about vision. And that's when I think about storytelling. And that's one of the things I get really excited about is how do you tell your story in a way that it connects to God's story? Because that's what's important for us in life. And I think that's one of the things we do well here at Cedarville is how we tell our story with the 1,000 days.
Yes, so that is really good.
Every parent wants to know, what am I going to get when I send my kid to school? And when we talk about the 1,000 days, that's what they're going to get. And it's not just a degree. It's not just a job, although it's 99%+ placement within 6 months. It's the fact that they're going to get trained with a biblical worldview in every classroom, chapel 5 days a week, a Bible minor. And when you talk about that 1,000 days narrative and spending all of those days well, Psalm 90, verse 12, Lord, teach us to number our days that we may live a heart of wisdom, a life of wisdom. That's what we're all about. So if we can tell that story in a way that a parent then sees, oh, this is where I want to send my son or daughter. And then the son or daughter sees, I get 1,000 days in college. I want to maximize those days. So do I want to go to a university that's going to push evolution and secular humanism on me and miss out on the opportunity to take classes like human anatomy, where I learned Psalm 139 that I was knit together in my mother's womb? Or am I going to go to a school that's going to elevate God and have a consistent worldview? Because let's face it, none of this makes sense if it's evolutionary theory. If all this just happened, there's no purpose in your life. And so I get why these schools are so depressed. But at Cedarville, you can actually get excited about, there's a bigger purpose and a bigger reason for my life. It's not all about me. So if I can tell that story well, I can get students excited and fired up about coming to study, using their gifts well, and then we can change the world for Christ.
I love it. Clarity has edges, though. And Jesus was clear. You're clear. And I would say that because you're clear, you will lose some people.
That's right.
And you've been okay with that.
I am okay with that.
I love that.
I have to be.
I love that. That is so good. I see other places, and again, no shame on any. I'm not naming names. But when we went on all these college tours with our son, there were other institutions that didn't have that same clarity. And I would say on purpose.
Right.
And I would say that's even bad marketing. Like if there's a product that says your iPhone, well, it kind of works. It works on this device, that device. If you don't have clarity, it's a bad product.
Right.
And I'm not saying Cedarville is a product, but I feel that you have your Android lovers, your iPhone lovers, and they are passionate, and you know, Coke, Pepsi, but Cedarville and other places. So have you ever been, I don't know, have you ever looked in the mirror and said, like, am I being too clear?
No, I haven't. But here's why.
Okay.
A lot of these schools are going broader because they want a bigger pool to fish for students in. But the broader they go and the more they water down their message, the less distinctive they are.
Interesting.
So why is somebody going to pay more money to come to a private university than a public university if you sound just like the public university? And so it makes no sense as to why somebody would pay more dollars to come.
Yeah.
And so what we have to do is say we're different.
Yeah.
And here's how we're different. And here's why we're different. And this is why that difference is worth it. And so I believe the way you succeed is not by watering down your message so you sound like everybody else and you're just one of many in a market. I think you voice your differences. This is where our distinctiveness is. This is why that's important. This is our value proposition. And this is why you should come to Cedarville to study over other places. And the big deal for that, it's not just academic excellence, which we have. It's not just job placement. The big deal for us is that we believe the Bible. And we genuinely believe the Bible, unlike some, quote, Christian schools out there that really aren't putting it into practice in every single classroom.
Yeah.
And so I want to be faithful to the Lord in that way. And at the end of the day, you know, whether I'm successful, whether my life does great things or whatever, that's not a big deal. It's when you stand before the Lord and the Lord says, well done, good and faithful servant. So how can I be faithful to the Lord? Only if I'm faithful to his word and what he's communicated to us. And I communicate that clearly to others, then that's where I'm going to please the Lord. And I believe it's the Lord that draws students to Cedarville or donors or great faculty members to Cedarville. And so if I'm pleasing the Lord's going to control the hearts and minds of men and women. And so he's going to be the one that does this. So that's my number one assignment every day. I wake up, Lord, help me to please you today. Help me to serve you well. How can I do what you want me to do with my life this day on this earth?
I love that. I think you and Cedarville has a unique posture. And, you know, I used to be a pastor. So like the church would take oftentimes on the personality of the pastor. I think the campus sometimes takes on the personality of the president. It's confidence, but humility. So I'm hearing a lot of confidence today, but not arrogance. Confidence and humility. How do you have both, whether it's in the business world, whether it's as a president of an academic institution, how do you have that confidence with humility?
Yeah, so when you believe the Bible tells you that pride comes before the fall. And so we all then have to recognize that if we get arrogant or prideful, the Lord's going to teach us a lesson and give us some hard times ahead to let us know it's not all about us. It's not about our gifts. It's about his blessing. And so if we reflect the glory that some might put towards us for success to the Lord, then I think that pleases the Lord. If we take that glory to ourselves, I think it displeases the Lord. So if I read my Bible right, the number one thing I need to do is stay humble and give praise and glory to the Lord so that my life is going to be more successful, not for my glory, but for his. So that's why at every one of our leadership meetings and cabinet meetings, we emphasize what James says and we pray for wisdom from above because the Lord knows what's going to happen. Once we believe the Lord wants us to do something, well, there's a confidence then that he can make it happen. He's got all the power. He's got all the money, all the cattle on 1,000 hills. He's sovereign. He's in charge of everything. So if we line up with where he's already established for us to go, that's Psalm 127. So if we labor in vain, if we labor without the Lord, but if the Lord establishes it, then we're doing things right. It's Proverbs 2. He controls the hearts and minds as water in his hands. And so if we just pursue him well, figure out what he wants to have happen, jump on board with that, stay humble about it, and give him the glory for all of it, then I think that's a recipe in the Christian life for success. I think that's success for entrepreneurs too. You seek what the Lord wants you to do. You find that problem. You figure out how to solve it. And then if you do solve it, you recognize God gave you the mind for that. He gave you the ability to think through all these issues. And so you just give him the glory for everything that happens with it. And I think that's why we're here. I think that's what we're to do. The chief end of mankind is to glorify God and enjoy him forever.
That's so good. I see a lot of crossover between what you're saying and the business world. You know, Jim Collins has that book, Good to Great. And the downfall of every great company is when the leader looks in the mirror instead of looking out the window. You look out the window at your team, you know, and you say, hey, the team's helping us get here. God's helping us get here. And you look in the mirror when there's flaws and say, hey, how can I fix it? So why do you think the giving has, you know, I know you're not someone who, you know, loves fundraising or that type of thing, but it's got to be easier to, you know, showcase Cedarville when you know all God's doing and the transformation that's happening. Why do you think the donors, I mean, you look at what, 6 dorms in 6 years, the Scharnberg Business Center, like this thing's exploding. Did you think that would happen back in 2013?
No, not at all. And especially the campaign that we're on now, the 1000 days campaign for Cedarville. When we first pitched this campaign to the trustees, we'll even back up a step. When I first came, you know, I told them I surrendered my life to serve the Lord. I'm not a fundraiser. That's not what I do. And then I developed over time to realizing that what this really is you're developing friends that are partners in ministry that are using God's resources and good stewardship to give to other places that are giving glory to God. And so we're not asking somebody for something that's going to cause them any harm or hurt them. We're just asking them to use the resources God has given them to a place that's going to train the next generation to stand for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. So then that gives them dividends on their investment that they're making that are going to last for all eternity.
Wow.
And so that's how we work in developing friends. And we want them to feel really good about their gifts, to be happy about their gifts. So I told our trustees, I said, there's no way we can raise that much money. We're not going to be able to do $80 million, even though we need all these buildings and different things. And we quickly realized we could do more than that. And so it was $100 million, then it was $125 million. Now it's $175 million. I still don't know how all this is happening. I still don't know what I'm doing other than following God every single morning. And I think the Lord puts it in the hearts and minds of people to give. And so when you have people that I didn't know 5 years ago who were then contributing to this campaign with 6 and 7 figure gifts, that's the Lord. That's not me. It's not the advancement team, as great as they are. It's the Lord calling people to say, this place is really trying to do it right. They're trying to be faithful to the word and train people to make a difference for the kingdom. Invest in that. That's kingdom giving and kingdom donors. And that's what we're after.
So good. So we have just about 7 minutes left, but what are you excited about? Like, I know you could pick a lot of things. Before you give your answer, I have heard you recently become even, I would say, a broader vision of Christian school partners. And maybe that's something you were going to talk about, but I think that's even a shift. Like, you went from saying, hey, you got to have your 1000 days on campus, which is still your heart, but now you're saying we also got to become a player in other ways. How is that happening?
Yeah, so a lot of Christian high schools have to partner with community colleges or others to offer those college credits in high school that the parents and the students want. It creates a disconnect. The Christian high school says a biblical worldview is important. It's important enough to pay for it. Oh, but when you take your college credits, you can take them from a local community college, which teaches secular humanism and evolution and frankly, doesn't do so with a high academic standard. And so it doesn't fit. It's inconsistent messaging. And so we've come along to say, we'll partner with you. We'll partner with those Christian high schools to offer it at a low cost. It's not about making money. It's not about doing that. It's about the kingdom. It's about making sure that we get good quality education with a biblical worldview, partnering with those who are in the same interest and the same business and the same area that we are, to say we want these kids to have what they need so that they can go out and serve the Lord with excellence. So then we'll offer those classes. So we've created these partners, and we're also moving into the online space for those who may not be able to afford Cedarville. One of the things that breaks my heart is when a student tells me, I just can't make it work. I can't afford to come to Cedarville, and they really want that biblical education. So we're looking at how to move into the online space. That's another entrepreneurial endeavor. Christian school partnerships and online are both new for Cedarville. And so there's some risk involved in that. It's going to take some tenacity to push forward and make those things happen. But we think there's great kingdom return and kingdom impact that can happen if we do these things and do them well, do them with excellence, not for Cedarville so much as for the kingdom of God. And so that's what we're looking for, is how can we do things that's going to be a unique space for us that will help improve, encourage, get the message out, share the gospel with others, equip students to do that all throughout their lives. So that's what we're after. I'm excited about those things. Always excited about missions conference, Bible conference. And so tomorrow we start with our missions conference. Can't wait to see what the Lord does. We've got students who are launching after graduation to get involved in church plants and the local churches all across this country. And I believe that Cedarville should graduate students who love the local church more than they did when they came. Mm. And if we do that well, then the church is going to thrive. And if the churches are thriving, then the nation's going to thrive and the biblical worldview and the gospel is going to go forward.
We have a few people jumping in here and I would encourage them. So this amazing name, which I don't want to butcher, but I think it's Meng Biak Sang. Interest in missiology if there's a scholarship. You have all kinds of scholarships.
We do.
At Cedarville.
We do.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then on LinkedIn, great idea. Some states will even help these schools pay for the classes. You know about that?
That's right.
Yeah.
Ohio pays for the college classes when you're in high school.
Wow. Okay. Listen, folks, whether it's the students going on go trips, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you have a desire that every student goes cross-cultural while they're here.
That's right.
That's amazing. So we could go on and on. This is just a taste of all the amazing things God is doing at Cedarville. And Dr. White, it has been a blast to do this interview. Anything else as we close out? Do you have any last thing that you want to say regarding either entrepreneurship or Cedarville, anything?
Yeah, well, you mentioned the go trips.
Yeah.
So global outreach. So we even named that with what they're going to shorten it and call it by as a college student. And so Cedarville University Global Outreach gets shortened to CUGO, which is exactly what we want them to do. We want to see them go. We want every student overseas on a mission trip before they graduate. We want students to go to local churches and catch a vision for how they could help plant a church in Boston, Salt Lake City, Pittsburgh. We have this happening all over the country because we want them to have a mission for the gospel. Wherever the Lord's going to place them, wherever they're going to serve, they can make a difference for the kingdom. And it's not just about what pastors or missionaries are going to do. As much as I love pastors and missionaries, it's what every follower of Christ is called to do in the Great Commission. And we want our students to be equipped through those chapels, through the Bible minor, through a biblical worldview in every classroom, so that when they launch out, they are prepared to answer the hard questions of life. Why am I here? What is my purpose? What's wrong with me? How is it fixed? What's the Lord going to do at the end? And so we want to make sure the gospel is very clear, that we all have sinned and rejected our Savior, but He has paid that price for us on the cross so that we can be forgiven and then we can be reconciled to our Creator. And then Ephesians 2 tells us He's already created His masterpiece. He is the master painter that has painted our lives. Psalm 139 tells us all of our days are already established before any of them ever existed. So our mission and our purpose is to wake up every day excited to see how we can serve the Lord and what we can do that's going to make an eternal impact. Not just the mundane, but what divine appointments does the Lord have for us that we can make an impact for Him and for His kingdom. And if we wake up every day with that, I think we're all going to be excited and passionate and love serving the Lord wherever it is He's placed us. And I think we're going to see a difference for the kingdom of God. So that's what gets me fired up. That's what I hope we're doing every single day here at Cedarville. And that's what I hope our students and our graduates are doing every day as they live their lives.
That fired me up. So as we close, I just want everyone to realize, look, whether you're a parent and you're thinking about where should you send your kid, we have also programs that are for people who are in the workforce. They can do graduate studies. But God is doing something at Cedarville, so much so that a year ago, I said, you know what, I'm going to still run my businesses as an entrepreneur, but I want to be involved. And so I'm so glad to be involved here at Cedarville. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you.
Awesome. All right, folks, take care. And if you are interested, go to cedarville.edu and express some interest. All right, take care. Be a soul on fire. We'll see you.
Thank you for listening to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Kerry Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/emind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.